Lord, Heavenly Father, come by your Spirit, Lord, and walk through these passages with us now, Lord. And may your word resonate in everyone's hearts and ears that you've given me to speak, Lord. Having heard them read out again aloud, Lord, it just feels inadequate what I've written. But Lord, Heavenly Father, by your Spirit, fill me afresh and make this an experience for everyone, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Please sit down. Well, the King's Wedding Day, this is the title of our talk. And how exciting is it to be thought to be married with Jesus, really? And I think it's kind of a remarriage too, because we were once with God in paradise in the beginning. But before we go into that, I'd like to show you an image of what the wedding home is going to look like. Well, at least this is one I found on the internet. And the descriptions is just unreal, isn't it? And the foundations are made with all sorts of precious stones. There's no sun or no moon. The light that we get is all from God. And look how it glows. Look how it glows. The river that flows through is coming out of the temple, coming out from underneath the altar. And Isaiah talked of this in 47. Ezekiel 47. I've got it written here, and why am I saying it wrong? And the Lamb of God is sat there in there with God. And he's waiting for us. He's waiting for the church to come to be his bride. And the trees of life, these trees is what we also see in the Garden of Eden, of course, isn't it? And they're bearing fruit, the fruits of the Spirit. This is what I think that is being meant in that. And the leaves are for healing. It speaks of leaves for healing. And in the first century, even now, most of our medicines is derived from plant-based stuff. I'm looking at the doctor for confirmation for that. But certainly a lot of herbal medicine was a major part of their culture, and that's what these people would have heard. But just imagine, no more pain, no more suffering, no more mourning, no more grief. It's amazing, isn't it? But the story of redemption, as I said, we were once married, we were once with Jesus, and then we fell, didn't we? And the whole book of Scripture starts at the beginning with us falling, the whole book is God's drama of story of bringing us back to this point. It starts with the Israel who initiate the redemption story, and then with Jesus, this is the fulfillment of redemption. For those that are who believe in Jesus, for those that are rooted in him, this is the place where you can go. And Jesus, of course, was there at the beginning. In the beginning, John 1:1-5. In the beginning, the Word. The Word was God. And the Word was God, and he was in the beginning, and through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made, and in him life, and that life was the light of man. And the light shone in the darkness and has overcome it. And look how bright it shines. And God's and the Act 4, the church, which is us, these are the people that are now brought to Jesus, people that believe in Jesus and believe in God, and the God that brought the Israelites out of Egypt is the God that raised Jesus from the dead. And by having faith in them, we are partnered with Jesus. The King, the Messiah, the Christ is the groom waiting for us, his church. Are we ready? Are we ready? Well, I'm going to start with individuals, because that's what the church is made up of, isn't it? And I've got a little analogy for this. This was me before I knew Jesus. Little strand of wool. And of course, I was ambitious. I was ambitious for sport. I was ambitious for my work. I wasn't a very good father or a dad. That is the same thing, but a husband, should I say. I was full of faults, and everything was about me. I just believe we rotted in the ground. There was nothing. And when troubles came, and when temptations came our way, I broke, just like Adam and Eve. I went on my own. But having done that, I was introduced to Jesus. And I got more wool. Because that's me. And I found Jesus. Right here in this building, as it happens, for the first time. But we can bind ourselves with Jesus. We're much stronger, of course. But the temptation is to judge, isn't it? That we need more. It's easy to fall into herd mentality. It's easy to think about our nation as being a Christian nation and how we need to fight for Christian values, etc. And maybe even the church has its ideas about how we add and subtract to what Scripture tells us, because Jesus warns about that, doesn't he, in that passage we just read. And it still breaks. It's not strong. There's a third element we need to connect with this that really makes the difference, and this is what turns us into the church. And it's this. You probably might not be able to see it. It's, as far as we're concerned, it's fishing line. But it's attached to God's heart. And it's the Holy Spirit. And it's made of love and grace. Which is, like I say, attached to God's heart. And it wraps around that cross and holds Jesus in place in his darkest hour. And it comes straight through the tomb and into our hearts. And when you mix the Holy Spirit with us, that is us who are marrying Jesus, because there's me with Jesus. Mix it with the Holy Spirit. A few twists, because we like to keep him involved in all parts of our life, don't we? Because when we've got Jesus in our life, we can't... Oh, dear. Oh, dear. That's the knot come undone. When we've got Jesus in our life, we are strong. Oh, sugar knobs. I've tried this at home several times and it worked, but there we are. Strong.
I think what we're saying, Andy, is you're too strong.
There's things that we can do with this in our world, isn't it? We can walk on water. We can be yoked with Jesus. Well, in fact, when we're wrapped round in wool, lovely, lovely wool, and me and the Holy Spirit. It's true, isn't it? The Holy Spirit empowers us, it enables us, it equips us. Yoked to him. We've got one of them yokes that carries milk and we're weighed down, that's okay. But what he really wants us is to be in relationship with him. Like we got examples we had with Moses in Numbers 12:8, where he says, I speak with him face to face. When Jesus with his disciples, so we could see just how special their relationship was with one another. That's what Jesus wants with us, and that's what enables us when we've got his Spirit in us. So, it's fantastic, isn't it? But, in verse 7, the scrolls are left open. There are folks that we know and love that don't believe, that turn to other things, that, are, that there was a whole list of really evil things, but even if you just don't believe or reject, you've not got your name in the book of life. And what looks in Revelation that means looks very serious, doesn't it? And it's frightening. I get frightened by it. And in fact, when I read this passage, I couldn't get past this bit because I was just thinking of all my family that I just can't seem to connect with. Just can't seem to get them to see the power of the Holy Spirit. But the verse is left open. The book, the scrolls, is left open a little bit longer. The time is near, but it is coming. But we've still got time. So what we can do is examples of our life, a prayer for them, models of who we are and how Jesus is. It enables, like when we street pastoral, like all the stuff we do in this church, we get connections with people and we can share Jesus. And it helps them find their way to that list they need to be on in that moment when they come in judgment in front of Jesus. They need to see. But what can we do? We just have to trust, don't we? Yeah, it's hard. I've umpteen fights with dearest wife, bless you, if you're watching, I don't know you are. Not fights, I just try to keep calm. Just invite the Spirit in. Just the Lord Jesus, help me with this. And my children, and I know that a whole load of you are on the same boat. And there's lots of issues around all sorts of things and where scripture gets twisted and bent, etc., around gays and transgender. But Jesus wants us to love our neighbour, doesn't he? That's what we're here for, isn't it? To love him and then love our neighbours, and all else falls into place, doesn't it? Yeah. We're going to end with a prayer. We're going to end with a prayer on that note, if it's okay. But Lord Jesus, just help us enable access to you, to those who are special to us, and indeed to all in our world, Lord, particularly world leaders, people that make decisions that affect lives and deaths of others. Wouldn't it be nice if their government and themselves had the Holy Spirit running through them, that they bound their lives with you, Lord? The world would be a very different place. In fact, it would look very similar to what we see on the screen, Lord. So we pray, Lord Heavenly Father, that you be with us and help us and guide us into bringing this reality to them. In Jesus' name.